It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from our latest humor collection, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. This is our third collection of funny stories. We've done one each spring since the pandemic started, and they've been very popular. And no one is safe in these true stories, including the people who are telling the stories. And a lot of them involve work or school or home. Anyway, some of the funniest stories revolve around words, like those times when what you say is not what you mean. And I got a big kick out of our first story, which is by Nathan Burgoyne, because it is very much about words and also about one of my favorite books. So Nathan's story occurs in the bookstore where he works. He says that customers often walk in with a request for a book, but they don't know the title. And so the people who work at the store have to be detectives to figure out what the person wants. And one lady definitely won the award for not knowing the title of the book she wanted. She came in at the beginning of the school year and asked for The Source. And she wasn't that polite about it. She seemed tired and frustrated. Not that unusual, though, for a mother at the beginning of the school year. Nathan tried to be helpful, saying, "Sure thing, do you mean the business book?" Or she held up a hand to stop him and said, "No, it's just The Source." Nathan said, "Is it the self-help book you want?" Or, after all, there were a lot of books with The Source in the title. And the lady said, "No, the book wasn't about anything." And Nathan said, "It's not? It's not about anything?" And she said, "No, it's just a book. It has words in it." A book with words in it. That's unique. So the woman was getting really frustrated that Nathan couldn't help her find this book that had words in it and wasn't about anything, and was one of the dozens of books with The Source in their titles. "I don't understand why no one could figure this out," she said. It turned out she had already been to a couple of bookstores before Nathan's. Nathan says it became a personal challenge for him. He had to find this book for this woman. He and his coworkers started quizzing her. They determined that it was for one of her kids, for school, and still, yes, it had words in it. And then they looked at her handwritten notes on the books that she needed to buy, and they noticed that The Source was written on her list right after Dictionary. "Wait," said Nathan, "do you mean a thesaurus?" He explained that it was a book about words. He took her to the language section of the store, and she visibly relaxed when he handed her a thesaurus. And then she noticed that the cover said thesaurus instead of The Source. "That's weird," she said. "Why would they write it in Latin?" Another contributor to the book, Cindy Hival, had her own embarrassing moment with words. And when you're an accomplished, published author, a wordsmith like Cindy, it's particularly embarrassing. So Cindy had some friends over, and she was commenting to one of them, who had just stayed at a bed and breakfast, that she had seen her post on Facebook, and she thought it was cool that her friend's room was called Netflix and Chill. There was a silence among Cindy's friends, and then they started laughing. "Cindy, don't you know what Netflix and Chill means?" her friend Sarah asked. "Of course I do," she replied. "It means you're going to watch a movie and relax." And everyone burst out laughing again. Cindy says, "Apparently, somehow, when I wasn't looking, that innocently descriptive phrase has morphed into meaning something entirely different, involving watching Netflix, yes, but with amorous activity afterwards. Cindy was horrified because she had been throwing around that phrase a lot without realizing what it meant. She had told a younger colleague who had asked what she and her husband had planned for the weekend, "Oh, we're going to Netflix and chill all weekend long. I can't wait." And he had grinned and said to her, "Good for you." And then she remembered how she told the grocery store cashier the same thing. He had paused in the middle of scanning her items, smiled, and winked at her. "Awesome," he said. When Cindy's friends left, she turned to her son. "Sam, what does Netflix and chill mean?" Well, he cautiously replied, "Oh, what do you think it means?" And that's how Cindy knew that her friends were telling the truth, and she was mortified all over again. Cindy says, "Lesson learned, the next time someone asks what my plans are for the evening, I will reply, my husband and I are going to watch a movie via an online streaming service and relax." Unless they are really going to Netflix and chill, because Cindy never lies. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you will find it with a giraffe on the cover wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new ones, sign up for our daily newsletter and you will get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on the newsletter sign-up option, and you can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll get links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about amazing acts of kindness performed by strangers from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.